to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. And,
ladies, I'm organized, even if you aren't.
Well, I'm having a Wi-Fi issue here.
Why do you always have Wi-Fi?
Here at Hubbard headquarters. It's not my fault.
Well, of course it is.
I don't know.
I'm having no trouble, but
all right, whatever. Nobody cares.
So.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
So I've already been to a baseball game this morning.
You know, don't even say that because it makes me sad that I wasn't.
Well, it makes me glad that I could, like, just slip this little radio show in between games because we got a big tournament going. It's a hot weekend, literally a
in
hot weekend.
Ways, yes.
But so
this
many
has
things
nothing to do with the Twins.
No,
has to do with the Hopkins baseball team, right?
It's just a big tournament. Yes.
Yeah.
Big tournament, many cities. Yes. Lots of baseball and everybody really needs to stay hydrated out there. So yeah, I'm feeling, I would say, a little moist.
You're looking a little moist.
Yeah. It's real hot already. So just make sure you bring your water bottles with you wherever you go today, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a water ball, that's okay.
But you know, I was out in Wayzata this week, and wow, you know, there is not, when it gets nice out, being out, I mean, it's just like, it's so glorious. We're actually going to talk to a longtime retailer from Wayzata who's celebrating a big anniversary. We're going to talk to her a little bit later in this hour. I'm really looking forward to that. Grace Hill, celebrating their 10th anniversary.
That's an accomplishment.
A lot of big anniversaries. Bean and Row is celebrating 10 years as well.
Really?
So happy anniversary to them. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean, just surviving this last year and coming out to mark that kind of milestone, really impressive.
That's an accomplishment.
There are, you know, there are new things popping up. We'll probably hear about this a little bit later from our friend Mitch when we talk to her about the new store that she helped to open. But did you know that Soda Clothing,
yes,
you know, big brand.
I love Soda Clothing.
They, well, of course, they have their flagship store in St. Louis Park.
Right.
But they have opened a second store in Stillwater.
Oh.
So if you're heading out to the St. Croix and you want to do a little, you know, ice cream, a little shopping, step off the boat, that's a new store to hit up. And there's another new store. I need a Stillwater day desperately.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Lake and Company has opened a store there too. So new things popping up, and gosh, just people are out.
It feels good. I think the fact that this is happening, you know, things are opening up and it's summer, it makes a real difference. And I mean, everybody is just so anxious to be out and doing things. And sometimes it feels a little strange, but yet it's a good feeling to get out there.
Yes, it is. And it's kind of overwhelming, like the choices, and I'm making lists of all the places I want to go. So if you're trying to decide where to go, you're looking for a little day trip, or maybe you know of a place, or you've gotten out to see some new things, let us know. We always love to share and love to hear where you're going. And of course, love to offer, suggestions. So, let's hit a couple of like national headlines of great, great consequence. And that would be
Costco.
The samples are back
at
Sam's Club and Costco. If you want a sign that life is coming back to normal, the samples are back.
Yep. And I mean, that is a really exciting thing because it's been 14 months with no samples. And about 170 of their U.S. locations at Costco are bringing back the food samples in this first week of June. And the rest should have them by the end of June. So they're going to have some changes, and obviously they're going to have certain safety protocols that maybe hadn't been in place before, like those samples when you're walking through, they'll have plexiglass so that, you know, there's a little protection there.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the other thing that they said is they're going to have a lot of food courts outside. But I mean,
outside the store, like in the parking lot,
like outside.
If they make it any harder to park at Costco or Sam's Club, forget it.
That's the only thing that I was thinking about too.
They cannot afford to give up those spaces. But
I mean,
I do think that it's a time to sort of reinvent and rethink some of those things, and we will see some new options.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it is one of those, you know, just little things that were like you didn't think twice about before, and now it's like, oh, look, we're back to doing that.
But do you think you would just take a sample without any fear or trepidation?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yeah, I do. I mean, first of all, that's not how the virus is transferred anyway.
I know, but it's just...
If I was hungry and there was a good-looking sample, yeah, I would take it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, there is a bit of a process of re-entering for some of us.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I mean...
I think you've been re-entering quite well.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
I finally was at Macy's at Southdale.
Oh, how did that go? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it was an interesting thing because I did think that... I'm surprised I'm saying this. I thought it looked pretty good.
Really? You're saying something nice about Macy's?
I am, because I guess I had been told by some that it... you know, looked awful and all that. They've made a lot of changes, at least at Southdale. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not talking the quality of the merchandise or what the actual brands are that they're highlighting, but they had really cleaned the place up and it looked good. It was easy for shopping. The only thing that was disturbing, they've opened Backstage, which is their new method of getting rid of a lot of goods at low prices. And they have it in the lower level at Southdale in the back. And when I went to actually get something from one of the other departments and I went through the line and I thought I was at TJ Maxx or at Home Goods where
yeah,
you
that's go how they do it now.
And they've got all these little tchotchkes, you know, that are around that you can buy as you go through that you can pick up. I mean, it felt like a discount store.
Well, and that's what it is.
No,
that's what
this was buying other merchandise, not from Backstage.
Oh,
this was where the checkout was, even for other merchandise. Oh. And that was kind of startling to me.
Startling.
It was startling.
You know what? If that's the biggest startle, I think you're doing okay.
I'm still missing those popovers. They're not open in those restaurants.
What is down there? What is where the restaurant was?
Backstage
it's just empty.
Is all back there.
Oh, have they literally gutted the restaurant at the Southdale Macy's?
Well, to be honest, I didn't walk all the way back, but I walked back far enough to see where Backstage starts, and it appears to be the whole back area.
Wow. And I don't know.
Lower level.
I haven't gotten close enough to it at Ridgedale either. I mean, they closed the one at Ridgedale, which is so sad. They had just opened it and it had that nice patio.
It was lovely.
And I don't know what they're going to do with that space.
Well, maybe they'll sell Backstage barbecue stuff out there. I don't know. It's kind of sad. But anyway, that's just what's happening.
That's an idea. That's an idea. They should,
Maybe they should listen to us.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
Also, you know, it's a Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
And Target has unveiled all of their assortment, and they've been doing this. They've been celebrating Pride Month for 10 years, but this is the first time that they've had their whole collection at all of the stores. And so that's kind of exciting. They've got more than 150 different products, apparel, pet items, you know, everything that you can think of. And even some of their employees actually helped in curating the assortment.
I like that because I do sometimes, you know, it's funny. It's funny how the perspective of young people, I was talking to some teenagers who were like, that is like so gross. All of these chain stores trying to cash in on Pride Month. And I'm like, interesting perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sort of argue it either way. You can say, isn't it wonderful that the merchandise is front and center? Or are they trying to cash in? I mean, you can say that with virtually any event. It's hard for a big box retailer to win on that stuff. All I can tell you is this, the stuff is adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole area that Target has created, it's so cute. The t-shirts are adorable. They've got adorable striped shorts and socks and like super fun merchandise. It looks great.
And, you know, rainbow colors are bright and fun and happy. So,
I mean,
it's got to look good.
Good for all.
And they've also donated $100,000. They continue to support it. It's an organization called, it's GLSEN. And it's an organization that focuses on preventing bullying and harassment of LGBT youth. So, you know, they continue to do a lot of good things along with selling the merchandise.
Okay. All right. Very nice. If you're starting to plan some getaways, if you're going to be traveling this summer, experiential retail is certainly making a comeback. Did you hear about the Harry Potter store opening
just
in New York?
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Had no idea that was planned.
I know. I wonder if you're going to, you know, need like a special potion to get in there.
Well, and I mean, how is this going to be, you know, like they have Harry Potter World or whatever at Disney World, right?
Yeah. Well, this is like, and all the merchandise without the experience. I mean, I'm sure there will.
They do have experiences from what I read. I mean, there are things that go on. Yeah, it's like three stories.
Where is it? Do you?
It's in the Flatiron District.
Okay. But it's like a three level experiential store.
Right.
And I think it's just, to me, I mean, from the retail perspective, it's just interesting and telling and encouraging to see that, you know, people are making investments in, you know, and that people are going to want to do things like that. I wonder if they'll serve the butter beer.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to have all kinds of butter beer, apparently. Beer, and they are going to have all kinds of areas for photos, they said.
Yeah.
And also, virtual reality experiences are going to be happening there too.
Well, think of it this way. It might be cheaper than, a lot cheaper to take your kids there if you're in New York than to go to Harry Potter World.
Absolutely.
You can get a mini experience right there in New York, and then you can spend the rest of the day doing the shopping that you want to do. How about that?
Good idea.
Okay, there's our hot tip of the day. When we get back, what is the future of all of our athleisure, our entire wardrobes, and the future of Rent the Runway? We'll check in on some of the big things that have been either accelerated or hindered by the pandemic. What's next? That's it. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. As always, we love to hear from you. If you have questions, if you have comments, you don't have to wait until noon, which is the time we always open the phone lines. Feel free to send us a note now, and we'll try to answer it later. You can go to mytalk1071.com and click on the Shop Girls page. That's also where you find podcasts. I had the nicest note this week, Mom, from somebody who said she works on Saturdays, so she never gets to hear us, but she always makes sure to podcast. She doesn't miss an episode. And I'm always like, wow, that is so nice and so convenient. Podcasting.
Yes. Yep.
So good.
Yeah.
Anyway,
can do it anytime.
What a difference a year makes. And you think about all the things that we were talking about last year and like, oh my goodness, you know, how a pandemic disrupts your business. For example, when you are Rent the Runway and your business is dressing people for a, you know, particularly for their events, right? That's when you want something new, when you know you're going to be taking photos that you want to post to social media. Well, it was a pretty challenging year,
to say the least,
for Rent the Runway, but it would appear that people are just getting right back on the horse.
Right. I think they're excited. There's been a 92% increase in their active subscribers.
In how long, do you know?
Well, the low hit last May.
Okay.
A year ago, May. And
I'm sure. I mean, that was about the time when it was like the reality was setting in.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that
wow, have to we're going
to
be locked down. And then it was like, I think all the things that we at first were just sort of hanging on to, like this was going to be a few weeks.
Sure.
Then by May, we were like, okay, time to cancel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, they're doing such a good business now and getting new subscribers. They, in the New York area, they said the company's average number of new subscribers each day in May, this past May, was 4.5 times higher than in February. And they're also seeing, you know, new trends. And that, I think, is, I don't think any of this is surprising, but we maybe didn't actually think about it happening. All the bolder colors and brighter looks and even sexier styles are what everybody wants. It's sort of, they've all been inside and every, you know, it's sort of like the Roaring 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Not
there's
that
been
I
so
remember
much talk
that,
about that.
But yes.
But, let's make clear. Let's make clear. Yes.
I'm not quite that old.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, you know, I mean, people are excited to be out again. And so as a result, they are looking for clothes that also reflect that. And the other thing, that one of the things in this article that New York Times had that I thought was really interesting is crop tops, they said, have become just a major item that
Why
people
is
are
that?
Looking for. And that what they are surprised about is that it's women above the age of 35 and in their 40s and older
they
that
being
are renting crop tops at
renting
the same
crop tops.
Rate as teenagers. I don't want to see this. I do not want to see this.
Yeah, I will not be part of that movement.
No, it's certainly not going to be in my
That's
closet.
Not an air, especially after a pandemic. That is, nobody needs to see that. No that. One needs to see what's going on below the Zoom screen line.
No, sometimes it's even dangerous up above.
Yeah.
But
I have noticed that, though. I just was looking at a sweatshirt, and there was like the regular sweatshirt option, and then there was the cropped sweatshirt option. And I looked at it and thought, why does anybody want this?
Well, I think if you're 15, maybe you do. But beyond that, I'm not so sure it's such a great idea.
Yeah, take a pass.
But yeah. But anyway, they've made some changes, you know, in terms of their rental thing. Because
their subscription thing.
That was the technical term.
Uh-huh.
And now they offer different tiers. Mm-hmm. So you can rent up to 4 items per month in one shipment.
Okay.
For a charge of $89,
mm-hmm.
or you can get 16 items and up to 4 shipments for $199. And they say that this new model is going to appeal to a broader array of customers, and it can be more, you know, cost effective than the old way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking that, you know, things are back and going strong. And you know who's going to be a new board member for Rent the Runway?
Rent the Runway? No, I don't.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
she is going to be on
joining their board. I wonder what she's getting paid for that.
Oh, I would imagine a couple dollars. Mm-hmm. No, she can probably rent anything she wants for free. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it.
That's actually a genius move on Rent the Runway's part.
Yeah.
Because you get, obviously, how often are we talking about who's joining board of directors in a lifestyle context?
Right.
That's not generally lifestyle news. So you get the celebrity cachet. And she's a super smart businesswoman.
Absolutely. And she said she took on the role because she has great respect for, what's her first name? Hyman is...
Jennifer
Hyman, mm-hmm. that is the head of Rent the Runway.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she also thought that the company had the opportunity to define itself and what it means to a customer in the post-pandemic world. And so they asked her if she was going to get a subscription. And so
doesn't come with the director
you think
role?
It would, wouldn't
yeah.
she? And she said in some ways she's really been renting the runway for years when she'd borrow a dress for a premiere.
Oh, that's a good
and then immediately
good
give
spin.
It back.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she said, but she did get her welcome code in her inbox. And so she thinks she will be trying it out soon. So, so that's
actually kind of seems like maybe you would want the spin to be like, I love it. I tried it or my daughter tried it or something. Not that you've never tried it. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I think she's trying to put the spin that she's been involved in that kind of thing. I don't know. They want her on there. They probably paying her a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way it goes.
Okay. So. Well, even as people are thinking about getting dressed up and whether they're renting or buying or owning dressy clothes, don't you worry about Athleta, Lululemon, and all the others showing no signs of athleisure slowing down.
No.
What do you make of that?
I think that we've all been real comfortable.
Right.
And it's real hard to get into other clothes.
Yeah. So Lululemon this week reported their first quarter revenue for 2021 up 88%. Listen to this,
That's
you guys.
Not bad.
We bought $1.2 billion of athleisure.
That's
leggings,
a lot.
That's a lot of tank tops.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of yoga pants. Yes. $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
And so that's even more than we were buying last year during the pandemic when that seemed to be the only thing people were buying.
Yeah. And so it's still going strong. And the business that they own, Mirror, which we've talked about, their exercise. That is obviously doing really well, too. People were using that a lot during the pandemic because they were certainly all working out from home.
Yeah, that's another trend I'm curious about. Are we going to see use of Mirror and Peloton and all these at-home things start to wane a little bit?
I think so. At least personally, I have found that I do not have the motivation that I had when I went to a class, when I know you laugh at me when I say that.
I know.
But
because you don't go to workout or to the gym, you go to classes.
Well, it's
always a class.
It is a class.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother works out at classes.
We'll talk about
because
it when we
she's
come back.
Classy.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, that's all I want to say right now.
All right, when we get back, we're going to talk home trends and retail resilience. That's straight ahead on Shop Girls. You are listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. So delighted to have our next guest join us. Her name is Christy Patterson. You might know her as the owner of Grace Hill Designs in Wayzata, celebrating a big milestone this coming week. It's their 10th anniversary. Christy, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. We're really excited. It's been 10 years already.
I can't believe it. I mean, seriously, like I remember coming in when you just opened. That can't be.
I know. I feel like retail years are like dog years. So some days I feel like I'm 70 years old.
I bet you do.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially after this year. So let's get the pandemic stuff out of the way so then we can talk about the fun stuff. How has this year been? Because on the one hand, obviously any brick and mortar retailer very challenged, but yet we've heard, you know, boutiques in some ways have done better, and certainly home is something we've all been thinking about. So what has it been like for you?
You know, it's been a crazy ride and we've really enjoyed it. We are lucky in the sense that because people are really living in their homes so much more, they're just want it to be happy and they want to, you know, those projects that they put off for a little while, they're like, let's just get it done. So I think even though the pandemic is, you know, coming to a close, thank goodness, people just see more value in their homes and they kind of want it to be their happy place.
Yeah, a little
so
oasis.
Really busy.
And do you feel like, I mean, especially as we're all just like so, you know, energized to get out and we just want to get out of the house, do you think that's going to continue?
I do. You know, a couple things. I think people have gotten used to entertaining more at home, mm-hmm. and I think they do it more casually with their smaller, you know, it's more acceptable to just have a few people over or invite a family over for dinner. And I think before everyone was so busy, they weren't doing that. Mm-hmm. And so with the pandemic, it's kind of taught people how to cook and entertain and be a little more casual about it. And so I think that people are coming, you know, going to spend time in their homes as well as go out.
Okay.
Are people looking though for more, casual, more comfortable looks rather than formal looks
definitely.
In their homes?
Yes, definitely. So comfort is really big and durability is huge. You know, indoor, outdoor fabrics and sunbrella fabrics and things are now, we're doing that on almost all of our sofas and chairs so that people can have their kids over, you know, they can entertain with little ones too and sure. just really be able to live in their spaces without being worried about, you know,
which makes sense.
Making sure it's a room that they can actually use and function in.
I love this blog post that you did, Christy, on the gracehilldesign.com website, and we'll post a link to it.
You.
But your 2021 interior design trends, and these feel rather timeless too. But comfort and luxury, what is your perfect recipe for being both comfortable and luxurious?
Mm. You know, fabrics have gotten really, luxury fabrics, things that feel really good, like velvets or, you know, chunky, almost like chunky wools and linens, they're all now available in performance fabrics. Mm-hmm. So you get that really luxe look, and but it's much more approachable and much more livable. And then the other thing is that we have found that kind of an updated traditional is coming back, and the younger people that are now buying homes are looking for a little bit of what they grew up with. So a little bit more traditional in the look, but a casual traditional. So a lot of linens, a lot of things that look like it's been lived in already so that you're not afraid to come into the room and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, a comfortable sofa and things that are going to last for a while. A lot of those millennials had bought sofas that, you know, looked great for about a year and now they don't anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And so they're kind of learning that they want to spend a little bit more money on those key pieces that are going to last for a really long time.
And you know, nothing like a pandemic to highlight how uncomfortable your cool looking sofa might be, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
What
I know
about
those super low sofas are just not that comfortable anymore.
Yeah, I had to live it to realize that, Christy. Thank you very much. Yes.
And what would you say as far as color? Are people more into color? Just as, you know,
yes.
we were talking about with clothing that people seem to want brighter colors, you know, they're kind of
Definitely.
Expressing their happiness.
You know, we have always loved color at Grace Hill, but we're really seeing people come in and ask for it a lot now. And they're doing kind of a neutral backdrop, like a lot of whites and oatmeal colors, but then they're popping in colors into their rooms, and it's just making them happy. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, bringing in some color that you love, and it's something that you can change out seasonally or change out over time with pillows or artwork or rugs. So it's just a few places that you need color. But bringing in that sunshine really makes a difference in how you feel in a room. I think people are just looking for life and, you know, hope and color joy and sunshine and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot like fashion right now.
Totally. Christy, I keep reading and hearing threats that gray is over, that our favorite neutral is done. Is it true?
You know, we still see some of it, but we definitely see it mixed with warmer colors as well. So I think that when people were painting their houses all white and gray, it was very crisp, which is great. But now they're adding in a lot of wood tones. And so, like, you'll see a lot of ceiling beams or natural wood floors or end tables that are natural wood as well to kind of mix the two. And even, like, the marbles or the quartz countertops that you're seeing that look like marble, they definitely are the gray and white, but they've got some warm tones as well.
But Christy, why? I have a question. Why do you think it seems to me through the years, as I've been in many different homes, people are afraid of color? Why is that? Why are people so afraid of color?
You know, it's so funny because I think that they feel like it's a huge commitment. And, you know, I wouldn't do a lot of color on, like, curtain panels or window treatments because those are so expensive. And also, I always tend to go for neutral sofas because there's a lot of fabric on that. But you can always add pillows, or we also bring in a lot of color with just some little side tables, you know, a lot of painted wood on side tables, or some really fun chairs. Mm-hmm. Chairs are kind of a way to bring in some personality, and you can change that in the future. I think people are realizing you don't have to live with something forever. You can change it up a little bit more than what maybe our parents did.
What about the home office, Christy? I mean, what are you...
That is huge.
Yeah.
Yes. Home offices and home gyms are really big. And, you know, I think it'll be really interesting to see, because I don't think going back to work 100% of the time is going to happen for a while. I think the flex space and work, you know, working is going to be a big deal. So the biggest thing that we're finding is the home office that's maybe in a dining room that's open isn't working as well because of the noise factor, and you're trying to do Zoom calls and your kids may still be home.
You don't say.
And that kind of thing. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're seeing people transforming maybe a guest bedroom into a home office where you can close the door. Definitely they're putting more money into decorating it. You know, it's not just a room with a desk anymore. It's definitely a room that they want to feel inspired, and they're spending a lot of time in there. So they're getting artwork, or they're putting up wallpaper and live plants and good lighting and things like that, because they're spending more time in there.
Right. You got to make sure whatever's behind you looks good. And whoever would have thought of that before 2020?
That's true.
That's a new one. We had no idea that trend was going to be coming, but definitely.
It's amazing what can happen.
Any favorite just products or recommendations for the office? I mean, what is something that you would tell people to look for, or a brand, or just, you know, anything?
You know, definitely make sure you've got a really comfortable chair, because you're sitting in it a lot and it can affect your, you know, your back and your comfort all day. Vanguard has a really great chair that we can upholster in any one of their fabrics. So that's another place to kind of add some personality to your office. And a good lamp on your desk is really, really nice. Good lighting overhead is really important. And I love plants in an office. I just think it makes it feel more alive. And having some kind of a view is great.
Yes, it is.
So,
Can you order that at Grace Hill? Can you order the view, too?
I wish. I
gosh.
She'll figure it out.
Artwork.
So. Full service operation. So, Christy, yes. I know you've got plans to celebrate and people are able to come into the store. Tell us what you're doing this week for the 10th anniversary.
So, we are having a really big celebration on Thursday. It's our, 10 years to the day. And we're having a tent out front. We're having a food truck with drinks and everything, and we're just going to celebrate. We have a special offer that's going to go on all day, and we've got some really fun giveaways. So you can sign up online for the giveaways or come into the store, and we're doing two $500 gift certificates. Ooh. And then we're doing a book bundle of our favorite five favorite design books, because those are always great to have for inspiration and to decorate with, and then a six pack of LAFCO candles.
So this is on
we've got a lot of fun giveaways to do that way.
Thursday the 11th.
At 5 o'clock.
Yes. At 5 o'clock.
June 10th.
Thursday is the 10th.
5 o'clock.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And for those who aren't familiar, it's 785 East Lake Street. Plenty of parking out front and all around. Christy,
exactly.
What are your, for people who haven't been to Wayzata in a while, it is kind of like going on a mini vacation. What are some of your new favorites, other things that you're excited about in Wayzata?
Well, the restaurants are always so fun to go to. We went to Gianni's after work last night, and it was just great to sit outside. Yeah. You've got the view of the lake, and that new patio that they've got is amazing. And Josefina is a new restaurant in town, and Crisp and Green is always great because that's just packed all the time, and it's a great place for lunch or dinner and things. So we're loving the restaurants downtown, and just, trying to get as many new shopping experiences in Wayzata as possible.
Yeah, no, it's good energy. I sat outside at the grocer's table the other day.
And isn't that the best?
I seriously felt like I was out of town. I mean, I was
staycation.
It was just lovely.
It really is funny. Wayzata just feels like a vacation place.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great place to have a retail store because people just enjoy coming down and walking around, and that's how they stumble upon us. So.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, we'll be there.
Good luck with everything.
Yeah, we will be there on Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like
I would love to see you too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for all the good design advice, and congratulations again, Christy, to you and to Grace Hill Designs on 10 years in business.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
All right. We will be back after this with Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's next on Shop Girls. Oh, yeah. Welcome back.
I'm going to write a rap song.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah. We'll look for it on your TikTok.
Okay. Who's laughing at me? Grant, are you laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing. I love it. I want to hear it. Let's get it ready for next week.
I mean, I assume, Grant, that you follow Fab Gramophore on your TikTok?
I will have to now. I did not before, but I'm going to.
Excuse you might be the only one, Grant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm out of the loop.
Yes.
I am out of the loop. I will be right on it for sure.
I know she was a pandemic sensation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Viral and all. We're so sick of her now.
It's totally over.
You're going to have to come up with a new routine, man. What are you going to do now,
Mom? What am I going to do?
I don't know.
I've been thinking about that.
I bet you're losing sleep. Yeah.
I don't know if I just quit or if I just go to Happy Songs.
Well, this... Go to what?
Happy Songs.
Oh, I mean, this is a challenge of the influencers, right? And you're right there.
Oh, God,
because
I am,
when
yes.
something changes, what do you do? You know, it's like, how do you evolve with the times?
Oh,
can you do
so
it?
So much trouble.
Or do you have to just totally reinvent and start over?
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll think about that.
Anyway, belly rings, nap dresses, the new trend as we move away from the whole folk movement. That is all up in Whose Look Is It Anyway?
My apologies, guys.
That's fine.
I'm new to this part.
Do you want to sing that, Grant? Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have prepped you better.
No, that's okay. I just was talking to Hope here. Let's get this going.
It's okay.
What's it called again? Which one?
Look Is It Anyway?
Yeah, look Is It Anyway?
She's wearing an outfit.
I'm sorry.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose Look Is It Anyway?
We just need that little, Pavlovian moment so, we get in. Oh, okay, now. All right, okay, yes. Okay. Ready to talk trends. Here we go.
Which one
Mom,
do you want to start with?
Yeah. With your crop tops that everyone's wearing, that you're going to start wearing, too.
Oh, of course.
It'd be a really great way to show off your new belly ring.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Brand new one. Really extra. You know what I've never understood, though?
What's that?
And maybe you can help me.
Okay, I'll try.
You're so savvy about these things.
Yes. If not you, savage, just savvy.
No, savvy.
Yeah.
If you have a belly button ring.
Uh-huh. They don't really call them belly button rings. They're just really more belly rings.
Mom. Okay. If you have a belly ring and you get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Well, I do know one person, at least. This was back a number of years. And she had a belly ring.
Yeah.
And she got pregnant.
Yeah.
And she did take it out.
Okay.
So, like.
So it didn't bust.
Do you need
didn't
to?
Didn't explode.
Right. Do you need to?
Or poke the baby.
Exactly. I'm asking, is there any danger to having this, aside from the fact that it looks stupid?
Gosh, Mom. Way to ask all the really important questions.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
I don't think that there's really any health risks there. That's my professional opinion. But I think as your belly stretches and then things get very tight in that area, you might just, decide to take it out. That would just be my.
Well, the other thing is, in reading this article, it said not everybody can. It isn't just a matter of piercing your belly button. It depends on the shape that
true,
you are.
True. Yes.
How do you know that?
Well, I can just imagine there are many different belly buttons come in many different varieties. They do, varieties. But I mean,
would you think that that would make a difference if you wanted a ring?
Well, the point is, and the reason why this is in this segment is because belly button rings are making a huge comeback, apparently. Yeah. And it, of course,
Britney
goes.
Used to have one.
Yes.
Well, some people call her Britney Spears, but I know her very well.
So you're just Britney. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the whole crop top thing, I think people just want to show off anything that, again, has not been seen on their screen in the last year. And so bellies are a big.
Are you going to be doing that?
I'm not, but I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem with belly rings.
I don't like them. It bothers me.
Okay.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem
can
like it
can you keep
belongs.
That to yourself if you, like, see someone wearing one?
Oh, yes. Do you... I don't necessarily say, oh, hi, I hate your belly.
Okay.
Ring, but
all right.
I just would
well,
not get
you
one.
Know, fashion is cyclical, so it's a moment.
Right.
It's happening.
But
yes.
Here's the thing. We've talked about nap dresses a lot.
We have.
The last number of weeks.
Talk about a made-up trend.
Yes. I mean, I would call it a sundress, but they've decided
that's right. Sundress
it's a nap
to you.
Dress
yes.
Because they say you can just wear it out and then go home and go right to sleep.
And that's totally what I do. Yes,
always,
frequently
always.
In the middle of the day.
But Jennifer Lopez was wearing one. We were talking that maybe for young girls or if it's, they even show them for little girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, she looked really good. I mean, she was wearing one that is like tight on top. It's like a wide strap.
Mm-hmm.
And a square neckline. And it's, and then the
I like those wide straps.
Yeah, I do too. And then it's, yeah, because you can still wear a bra if you need to.
Yes.
And then it's ampere and then a flowy skirt. And I have to say, now she was out shopping
well, again,
apparently.
It's a very cute sundress.
It is.
This whole idea
I just
of calling.
I don't know why it's called a nap
dress. Oh my God. It's just so ridiculous. So that we'll talk about it. And here we go. Here
yes.
we go again.
Yeah.
Because
no, you're
it's
right.
just so silly.
Let's not do it. We're not going to talk about it.
When I get the visual proof that J-Lo was sleeping in that dress.
Right.
That she was just so exhausted from shopping. She just right. had to like throw herself on
oh, yeah.
the big bed.
Yeah, no time to change.
Yes.
No. I think
then,
that's true.
Then I'll believe this trend.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we've told you about cottagecore.
Yeah.
Think Taylor Swift meets Free People, meets, standing in a field with your, long flowy prairie dress on. That's cottagecore.
Which I tend to do every week.
You do that. The next thing, ready to replace cottagecore, just when you got all set with your long, flowy, flowery dresses, the new thing coming in, get ready for it, light academia.
Where did he even come up with the name? I mean, what are you wearing today? Well, I think I'm going to dress in light academia.
What is your trend? What is your style?
Yeah.
Light academia.
I mean, apparently, I just think it's among the weirder.
Who named this one? That's what I want to know. I want to name a trend. We need to name a trend. And then as it populates the world, we can just laugh as we do for this one. So basically, think about, like schoolgirl looks and kind of a little bit prep. But this is sort of
a little softer.
Yeah, it's soft.
Not
it's
blazers.
For it's for people who really like school and they're not super nerdy. They probably golf on the weekends. Maybe they're on the tennis team.
They could be.
They
sure.
like a bright color. They're not afraid to tuck in a sweater.
Or to wrap one just casually around your shoulders.
Always good to wrap a sweater around your shoulders.
You know, I mean, that's a good look, too.
So, yes, it's sort of like, it's a lot of 90s looks coming back.
Yeah.
You know, tennis skirts. And, you know, the bright colors, like you said, it's very preppy.
Yes.
But it's just softer, somehow fresher if we call it like light academia.
I mean, I just, you know, you call your girlfriend and say, what are you wearing today? You know, I think I'm going to go with light academia.
Okay. I've got it. We need to throw a summer party just so that we can put on the invitation.
Oh, with the dress code,
light academia.
Calls we'd get asking.
Do you
want
to come, Grant?
I'd be there.
Okay, good.
You're going to have to change your outfit.
I will change and I'll be ready. I'll be rocking it like a champion.
The question, Grant, is are you a confident enough male that you will wrap a sweater around your shoulders?
For you guys, absolutely.
Okay, good.
And bring your tennis racket with.
Instead of swaying it back and forth.
You're totally invited, yes.
Now, on the other hand, I think that I could wear the sweatpants that Lady Gaga was wearing.
Oh, those are cool.
These are sequined sweatpants.
Yes.
Not your average everyday sweatpants.
Were they made just for her? Do we
I don't.
Are these
think
available
so.
To us commoners?
You know what? I did not see who they were made
for. Total
by.
Sequined
silver
sweatpants.
Sequined.
Yeah.
And she had just a V-neck tee and chunky sneakers, but a metallic mask. She was wearing that.
Yeah.
She looked very comfortable, but very fashionable.
Yeah, I like it. I wonder how many celebrities might want to just keep wearing masks because they can just stay in disguise out in the streets.
Well, there's that. Well, some of them don't want to stay in disguise, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And the other part of that is that when you can wear a mask, it is nice not to put as much makeup on. I'm finding that part is, you know,
true.
Back to trying to look good again.
You got to get your coral lipstick back out again.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, here's a new combo that you're all going to want. Lingerie and loafers.
Oh, you mean you don't do that already?
Well, it's not really your business what I do in the house, but Rihanna is showing it off. Square toe loafers with lingerie.
If Riri does it.
Think about that. We'll be back with another hour of Shop Girls. We'll take your questions after the news.